By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله But if it was of Madani channel, الحمد Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jalla, I'm glad to be welcoming you back to Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jalla. We have a topic, a daily topic, a topic of the day. Alhamdulillah, we have a daily hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A daily reminder, my dear viewers, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Let's, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, listen to the Quran. It does come along with the Urdu translation. If you don't understand it, no problem. Alhamdulillah, just by listening, we shall still gain reward, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Please do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, we should still give our attention to the glorious Quran. They are the words, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if it was, let's listen to the recitation. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
قال يا موسى إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي فخذ ما آتيتك وكن من الشاكرين
فرمایا اے موسیٰ میں نے تجھے لوگوں سے چن لیا اپنی رسالتوں اور اپنے کلام سے تو لے جو میں نے تجھے عطا فرمایا اور شکر والوں میں ہو
وكتبنا له في الالواح من كل شيء موعظة وتفصيلا لكل شيء فخذها بقوة وامر قومك ياخذوا باحسنها
اور ہم نے اس کے لیے تختیوں میں لکھ دی ہر چیز کی نصیحت اور ہر چیز کی تفصیل اور فرمایا اے موسیٰ اسے مضبوطی سے لے اور اپنی قوم کو حکم دے کہ اس کی اچھی باتیں اختیار کریں
سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ
عن قریب میں تمہیں دکھاؤں گا بے حکموں کا گھر
سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَإِن يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا
اور میں اپنی آیتوں سے انہیں پھیر دوں گا جو زمین میں ناحق اپنی بڑائی چاہتے ہیں اور اگر سب نشانیاں دیکھیں ان پر ایمان نہ لائیں
وَإِن يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَإِن يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا
اور اگر ہدایت کی راہ دیکھیں اس میں چلنا پسند نہ کریں اور گمراہی کا راستہ نظر پڑے تو اس میں چلنے کو موجود ہو جائیں
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ
یہ اس لیے کہ انہوں نے ہماری آیتیں جھٹلائیں اور ان سے بے خبر بنے
وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ
اور جنہوں نے ہماری آیتیں اور آخرت کے دربار یعنی آخرت کی حاضری کو جھٹلایا ان کا سب کیا دھرا اکارت گیا
هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
انہیں کیا بدلہ ملے گا مگر وہی جو کرتے تھے.
وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِن بَعْدِهِ مِن حُلِيِّهِمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ.
اور موسیٰ کے بعد اس کی قوم اپنے زیوروں سے ایک بچڑا بنا بیٹھی, بے جان کا دھڑ گائے کی طرح آواز کرتا.
أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا.
کیا نہ دیکھا کہ وہ ان سے نہ بات کرتا ہے اور نہ انہیں کچھ راہ بتائے.
اتخذوه وكانوا ظالمين.
اسے لیا اور وہ ظالم تھے.
ولما سقط في ايديهم ورأوا انهم قد ضلوا قالوا لئن لم يرحمنا ربنا ويغفر لنا لنكونن من الخاسرين.
اور جب پچھتائے اور سمجھے کہ ہم بہکے, بولے اگر ہمارا رب ہم پر مہر یعنی رحم و کرم نہ کرے اور ہمیں نہ بخشے تو ہم تباہ ہوئے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of the channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل, you are watching Rise and Shine. MashaAllah, we've just listened to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's move on to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, karam ho ya Nabi, ya Nabi, karam ho ya Nabi.
Meri qismat mein bhi likh do, meri قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری.
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی, یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی.
یا نبی مجھ کو مدینے میں بلانا بار بار, یا نبی مجھ کو مدینے میں بلانا بار بار, بار بار مدینے میں مزار, بار بار بنے آخر مدینے میں مزار.
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی, یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی.
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو, میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری.
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی, یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی.
کاش جب آؤں مدینے خوب تاری ہو جنو, کاش جب آؤں مدینے خوب تاری ہو جنو. ہو غریبا چاک سینا چاک دامن تار تار, ہو غریبا چاک سینا چاک دامن تار تار.
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی,
قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو, میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری.
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی, یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی.
ہو مدینہ ہی مدینہ ہر گھڑی ورد زباں, ہو مدینہ ہی مدینہ ہر گھڑی ورد زباں. بس مدینے ہی کی ہو تکرار لب پر بار بار, بس مدینے ہی کی ہو تکرار لب پر بار بار.
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی,
قسم قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو، میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی۔
گنبد خضرا کی ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی چھاؤں میں میرا، گنبد خضرا کی ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی چھاؤں میں میرا خاتمہ بالخیر ہو، اے کاش میرے کردگار، خاتمہ بالخیر ہو اے کاش میرے کردگار۔
یا نبی
یا نبی
کرم ہو
یا نبی،
یا نبی
یا نبی
کرم ہو یا نبی۔
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو، میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی۔
عرصہ محشر میں آقا لاج رکھنا آپ ہی، عرصہ محشر میں آقا لاج رکھنا آپ ہی، دامن عطار گے سرکار بے حد داغدار، دامن عطار گے سرکار بے حد داغدار۔
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی۔
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو، میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی۔
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of the channel, MashaAllah, we've just listened to the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Today's topic, today what shall we be speaking about? InshaAllah, Dear viewers of the channel, today we shall hear about striving. One thing is a person, he tries and he is not able to do it, he stops. But if it was on Madani channel, good, you've tried, but then you've stopped, you failed, and you've stopped there, that this is a big problem. This is the problem, in fact. This is the problem. That we give up, and we give up very easily. If you can't do something, that's it, you give up. No. It said that there was a king, and this king attempted or tried to conquer a city. The king tried to conquer a city. And the king tried to conquer it, but he was unsuccessful. But this king wasn't going to give up so easily. Again he tries. Again it was unsuccessful. Again the king tried. Unsuccessful again. He wasn't able to break through the walls. He tries a fourth time, a fifth time, a sixth time. He's not able to break through. He's not able to get into the city. And if he was on the channel, the king, he then just drops and he lays down. He's just thinking, he's in either his own tent, wherever he may be. And he's just thinking to himself, I failed. What can I do? I failed. I tried again and again to conquer the city, but I can't conquer it. What will I do? What will people say? That's it, I'm done. I just can't conquer it. Forget it. I'm done. I'm finished. So he's laying down and he's just thinking that now we need to retreat. We need to leave. The city remains unconquered. It remains strong. As he's laying down, he's just laying down. He's looking around and he sees there's an ant. He sees an ant. And this ant is trying to climb up something. Well, generally it's very easy for an ant to climb, but this was quite difficult, getting to the top. It wasn't so easy for this ant. So the ant, it tried going up, it falls back down once. Then again it tries going up, falls back down. For a third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, It tries going up, but it keeps falling. And the indigenous try 5-6 times, they continue to try. It continued to try. And then it climbed up, and it was able to climb up completely. And then he thought to himself that this ant has climbed up. It tried to climb up, it fell back down. Again it tried, it fell back down. Again it tried, it fell back down. But it didn't stop trying. And the more it tried, the more it would learn, the more it would understand. You know, possibly the reaction. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and then ultimately the ant was able to climb up. So he thought, I need to keep trying. This is the problem. And then this king, again, he tries to conquer this city. Again, he tries. And as he's trying, because he's already tried it 6 times, he knows the reaction, what's going to happen. When it's the first time, you know, it's understandable. But he knows what is going to happen. And then he changes his method. He changes his method and he's able to successfully conquer the city. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the lesson to take, we all, the moral behind it, I think we know that striving, trying, and you know, the endeavor, this is what endeavor is, my dear viewers. To try, you are struggling, but it is better than defeat. It is better than giving up, to keep on trying. And this is a lesson which could be learned in many things. This could be applied to, Allahu Akbar, many things, my dear viewers. One example could be, just a general, which would be for more people. It could be, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in a workplace, it could be at a job, it could be doing something. I need to do this, I've tried, but I'm not able to do it. I need to make up with somebody. I need to make up with somebody. I'm trying to, but it's not working. So we need to think. Many people say that, oh yeah, I did try, but you know, he was unbothered, so what shall I do? Is this truly trying? You know, I tried to make up with a person, you know, I tried to be nice with them, but then, you know, they're not bothered, so why should I bother? No, my dear viewers, if there's a breaking of relationships, then we must try. We must try. If it's a particular job we are not able to do, we must try, my dear viewers. If it's an exam, we're trying to pass through a particular course. There is an exam for this course. And I tried, but I failed. Try again. Try again and keep trying. The point is, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are just a few worldly examples. But there are more important examples, and those examples are those of religion, my dear viewers, where we need to try harder with some things. Some people, we say that, yes, I try to read my prayers. That just, if we're going to say, yeah, I'm going to try make it, I'm going to try be there, it means most likely not going to be there. But some would say, yes, I'm saying it because I don't wish to miss it. And then, you know, if I said to you, I'm definitely going to be there, for example, and then I was to miss it, but, oh, that was a lie, or you told me you're going to be here and you're not here. And sometimes just saying you're going to try, Allahu Akbar. We should actually physically make the effort. How do we try to pray our salah? Trying to pray our salah is not just mentally thinking, oh, am I going to do it? I'm tired. I'll give it a miss and you know, I'll try read it later. This is what we say when we say try, my dear viewers. But what is try in reality? I said I'm going to read my prayer. It's fard upon me, firstly. This is what we must understand. That each and every single prayer is fard, is obligatory upon us. But trying is not just thinking of it in the mind. Yes, we must be mentally prepared. But thinking to myself, that I have to. So the most difficult prayer generally is the Fajr Salah, although it's the shortest. Fajr Salah is definitely, most of the time, the most difficult. Because what's difficult about it is getting out of bed. Getting out of bed is the hard part. But the first, for trying, the first part, to it is, let's just say, for example, an alarm. Yes, previously they didn't used to be alarms, but in this day and age, we need an alarm. You need an alarm, my dear viewers. And you can have it on your own phone. So you can't say, oh yes, I'm going to try wake up and not put your alarm on. It means you have not tried at all. Really, it's not tried. You've not tried. Unless a person is already used to it and they know they're able to wake up, that's a different matter. But normally we are sleeping through the Fajr Salah. And trying, the first part to trying is waking up. Either you are telling somebody else, wake me up. Make sure you wake me up. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. As they could tell their own brothers or sisters, you know, do this, get me up. Make sure you wake me up. This is trying. The first part is getting somebody to get you up or wake you up. Most of the times we won't have somebody to do that. Not everybody has that jazbah to wake others up. So we must do it ourselves. It may be that we are alone or that we are responsible for others. How are we going to get up? So the first part is putting your alarm on. If you are not putting your alarm on, never say you're trying to read your surah. Don't say, oh yes, I tried to read. Some people say, yeah, I tried to read. And you know, whenever I get the chance, I'll read. Allahu Akbar. This is not trying. The first step is making sure you're waking up. Secondly, my dear viewers, this is just, we're talking about, let's just say, this is the example given is Fajr Salah. Secondly, my dear viewers, that if you have your alarm on, don't keep your alarm right next to you. It's said, and I'm not saying that I'm always free from this, by the way, anyway, placing the phone under the pillow, it said it's not good. It said, Allahu alam as to the reality. I've done it many times before. It's not that I've never done it or I never do it. Sometimes I end up doing it. It's said that it's not good, scientifically, maybe for the mind, to place your phone under your pillow. Allahu alam as to reality. But if you are a person who struggles to get off a fidget, do not place your phone under your pillow. Do not place your phone under your pillow. Why? Because when your alarm is going to go off, when your alarm goes off, what are you going to do? You're just going to reach under your pillow, press stop, or maybe you'll snooze, and then you know you'll keep snoozing it. Most likely, my dear viewers, it won't possibly be enough. Because sometimes you just do it inadvertently. Sometimes, oh, I didn't even realize I just switched my alarm off. So second step, and this is for those who find it really difficult, getting up. Second step is, do not keep your mobile phone with you, meaning under your pillow, or your alarm clock, whatever you use as your alarm. If it is somewhere where you have to get up to switch it off, this will make it a million times easier for you. A million times better. Why? Because the third part is the most difficult part. The part, my dear viewers, where you are in bed, you have your duvet on top of you, and you have to lift your duvet and get up. But if that alarm is so loud, you cannot sleep with that alarm. Then, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if it's under your pillow, you'll switch it off. So you can't keep it under your pillow. You'll have to keep it at some sort of distance. So in order to switch the alarm off, you have to get up. And in that case, you'll rush to get up because the alarm will be, I hate the alarm noises. You have to just switch it off. I hate listening to those. You know, the alarm, the sound of an alarm, and if yours. So you'll have to get up and you'll have to switch it off. So now when you've got up and you've switched it off, the majority, you know, amongst the most difficult of parts is done. It is done. Now, the second and possibly even harder part is going to the bathroom. And this is mental, really, and performing the ablution. So then you'll have two options, my dear viewers. Either you switch your alarm off and get back into bed, or you switch your alarm off and go to the bathroom. As soon as you are washing your face, maybe even your hands, but as soon as you are washing your face, that's it. You are now no longer tired. So first you were thinking, when you were getting out of bed, you were thinking that, oh, okay, I'll just quickly read my salah and then I'll quickly come back. But now as you've washed your face, you are fully awake. This is, you know, most of the time, if you perform ablution, you know, you are awake, my dear viewers. And then you are going to perform your Fajr Salah. And whilst everybody is sleeping, is one of the best times to perform your prayer. Because it's just you and your Lord, just you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's not a third person watching. You know, you're not worried about what others would say or any, you know, anything like this. There's nothing, there's nobody else. It's just you and this is your Lord. And you will read your prayer. And inshallah, you shall enjoy reading your prayer. When you are in sajda, inshallah, you shall enjoy being in sajda. You shall possibly prolong your sajda. Now, not so that other people can see, but because you enjoy it. And then when you have finished, you probably think, oh, I'm awake. You know, I might as well read some Qur'an. Maybe you'll read some Qur'an. Allahu A'lam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is striving. This is striving where something is difficult for you, but you've really tried. This is what it's about. There's many people just leave it to the mind that, yes, I'm going to try and get up. You know, hopefully my eyes will open and, you know, if I get up, I'll wake up. And maybe your eyes do open and, you know, you can see that maybe it's Fajr time. And you're like, oh, it's okay, I'll start with Zuhr Salah. You know, I'll just read my Zuhr Salah. No, my dear viewers, remember, every single prayer is fard, and those prayers for which it is difficult for you, you must try. Now, this is an example of Fajr, which will relate to everyone. Which will relate to everyone, but the rest of the prayers will be different for different people. Some people, depending on what their jobs are, but they themselves also must think, you know, how am I going to make time for my prayer? Remember, prayer is first. Prayer is first. A job is no use if you are missing your prayers, my dear viewers. Remember, prayer is the most important thing. Salah, this is the first thing. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was once stabbed, he was wounded. He was wounded. And he was falling unconscious. And the people, the companions these were, they said, oh, what are we going to do? You know, he's falling unconscious. What are we going to do? And they would shout, Umar, Umar. And then one person said, remind him it's Salah time. Remind him it's Salah. Why? Because he is afraid to miss a single prayer. See, Umar, Salah. So they said, Salah, mean prayer, prayer time. The Umar radiallahu anhu, he regains consciousness. He wakes up. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are the two things. One is the morning prayers generally separate from the rest of the prayers. So there's the, which is really, you can say, in a way, the night prayer, although the Maghrib Salah is also at night, the Aisha is also in the night, in dark, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But mostly we're awake during those times. The Fajr Salah is one which is dead in the middle of the night. And nowadays it's in the early night for those in the United Kingdom. Or the early morning, should we say, for those in the United Kingdom. So for some may be awake and then they'll read their prayer and then go to sleep. You know, brilliant for them. But there are possibly the majority of people who have to wake up in the middle of the night. So we must, you know, have some sort of plan. Whatever works for you, this is just one example I've given. But whatever works for you, you must go by that. Inshallah, Azzajal, perform these things. First, mentally think, not just, yeah, I'm going to try. If I get up, I get up. No, it's not good enough. I need to wake up. I need to pray my salah. Now, how am I going to do it? Is this a method I'm going to use? Use it. And a second tip, my dear viewers, this is just speaking about prayer. The second tip is during the daytime to always be in ablution. Because again, the most difficult thing of prayer itself is the ablution. Really, the most difficult thing is the ablution. If you have your ablution, you think, yes, I'll read my salah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you are always in the state of ablution, so let's just say you've gone to the bathroom and generally you'll go to the bathroom. First thing in the morning, you'll go to the bathroom. First thing in the morning, when you've gone to the bathroom, you've already washed your hands. Washing your hands is like the first part of it. In fact, you've washed your face too. First thing in the morning, you'll wash your face too. So you've washed your face, it's the first part of it, isn't it? So if you've washed your face, you might as well think to yourself, why can't I just, if you've, you know, got some sort of sleeves, why can't I just lift my sleeves and wash my arms? Why can't I just wipe my head? I'm not wearing socks anyway, why can't I just wash my feet? That's it, you've done that. You've got your ablution now. So now when prayer time comes, no problem. But salah, yes, you know, I might as well have got my salah, or this place is a prayer place, I could read my salah. No problem. But when a person doesn't have his ablution, that's where they find it difficult. But my dear viewers, you must strive, you must struggle. There has to be some sort of struggle. With struggle comes to success, my dear viewers. Inshallah, we will come to this in fact. Firstly, let's listen to today's daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
As believers, our every action should be done solely to earn the rida, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't show off, we shouldn't be ostentatious, because we know the reward will be given from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will not reward us. In one narration, which is found in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat, we're encouraged to do things only for the sake of Allah, and the reward is also mentioned. And this hadith is in particular regards to building masajid, houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyid Aisha radiallahu anha is the rawiya, the narrator. She states, the Prophet alayhi salam said, the person who builds a masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not intend to show off by doing so and boast about it. So there's none of this boasting, showing off included in that intention. Allah Almighty will build a house for such a person in paradise. What do we learn? When we do things sincerely for Allah, solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the rewards we attain. As opposed to doing things for people where the action will be done, but we will return empty-handed. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to ensure that our each and every action is done with sincerity and solely for His sake. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I was going to say, in order to attain success, we must go through struggle. We must struggle. And just something I was mentioning before break, that what we try to do nowadays, what we strive for, is we strive to show off. This is what we strive to do. If you think about it, Madhya Views of Madhini Channel, that most businesses nowadays, I wouldn't say most businesses, but many businesses, because nowadays it's all about innovation, isn't it? It's all about changing. It's all about moving with the time. And my dear viewers of Madhini Channel, is all about giving somebody the opportunity to show off. Because that's exactly what people want. They just want to go somewhere, mashallah.
MashaAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shibazwi, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, kulli hal. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
It seems you didn't try or strive to come on time today.
No, I didn't. No.
I tried
coming on time, but there's a couple of things I had to do in the morning.
A couple of things you had to do.
It's like, you know, when you get late on one of them and you've had it, aren't you?
Gee, Allahu Akbar. Hafsah, this is our topic today. As I was saying now, that because our reminder was about showing off some examples, as I said, now is that most businesses, they flourish on giving the people the opportunity to show off.
Gee.
Because people will only go to such a place just to put, you know, that, yes, I went to such a place, or just to record things, just to take pictures. If the people can show off, you'll have more people coming to your business, wouldn't it?
That's what happens nowadays. It's like every new restaurant that opens, you know, people just want to go there to try out things as well. And one of the things that I've seen, and it's a very, very big trend, people want to take photos of every single thing that they eat as well, everything that they do as well. And sometimes, you know, it's non-mahram women as well, and they'll have the whole family there as well. They won't even realize what they are doing until, as they say, when things start to get wrong, that's when they start to panic. And we've had a few cases like that as well.
SubhanAllah, we're talking about striving today, generally strive for success. We spoke a little about salah, where, you know, for Fajr salah, it's not enough just to say that, yeah, hopefully I'll get up if I open my eyes. No, first, you know, must put the alarm on. The alarm can't just be under your pillow. You should keep it somewhere which will make you get up.
Just don't put one on, put two, put three, put four. You have to wake up first. There's no issue.
How do you do? How many do you put on?
I don't put any because we have Fajr at 1:30 nowadays. So we just offer our Fajr and then go to sleep. But when time does come, I normally have about two alarms on.
As you normally put about 2 on. Yeah, what I do is put 2 on 2.
Yeah.
So do you know when I need to wake up?
So you put 2 on 2, that's 4 in.
Meaning, when I need to wake up,
yeah.
I have that alarm on, but I put another one on even 15 minutes before that. Because what I used to do, there was a time I used to put 1 on 1 hour before, just so I slightly wake up and then I could go back to sleep and then I could wait for the second alarm and then I'll get up.
But, you know, that's what I used to do as well, Shabazz, but I learned a very difficult lesson. I just woke up for Fajr, just managed to, you know, offer my namaz just on time. So now normally what I do is, you know, if you put an, this is what I think, if I put an alarm on for 15 minutes early, that's going to wake me up and then I'm
No, I don't mean 15 minutes before the end of Salah time.
Or before end of Salah time.
No, I don't mean 15 minutes before the... the beginning, yeah. When I want to wake up.
Okay, no, but that's what I can't do. So, you know, I'm a bit different. I have to wake up. There's no ifs or buts. Because if I go to sleep again, it's going to be difficult.
I just enjoy having that, you know, those 10, 15 minutes just to think.
Relax.
Just to, yeah. So yeah. I have an extra 15 minutes. So I'll put one on 15 minutes before and then another 15
minutes.
So during those 15 minutes, I can just think about whatever I want to do, possibly what I want to do over the day. Just have my...
Think about, how can I become a millionaire?
Yeah, just have my own time. Do you understand what I mean? So that's just generally what I do anyway.
Alhamdulillah.
There's a story, Hafsa. There was a person, he said, I wish to be successful. So that person said, you want to be successful? He said, yes, I want to be successful. So he says, okay, meet me at the beach. He says, meet me at the beach and I'll tell you how to be successful. That person came, he came, as he says, su'id, bu'id, etc. He had his briefcase with him, whatever it may have been. And he comes to that other person and he says, I want to be successful. That person said, are you sure you want to be successful? He says, yes, I want to be successful. And he says, okay, follow me. He takes him into the water. Hafsab. Mm-hmm. He takes him into the water. First, he's got his suit and trousers on. So he's lifting him, but he takes him further in until it's all wet. And like, of all my clothes, they're ruined. He says, do you want to be successful? He says, yes, I want to be successful. So he says, how much do you want? He says, I really want it. So he places his head under the water. And then he lifts his head. And he says to him, you know, what are you doing? The other person says, do you want success? He says, yes, I want success. He says, no, you don't. He says, what do you mean I don't? He says, okay, tell me, whilst your head was underwater, what did you want? He says, nothing but just air, nothing else. I just want it to breathe. He says, when you want it that much, then you will be successful. So the number one rule, I think, Hafiz Saab, is not understanding the importance of this, for example, against Salah, or these other things. That we don't understand the importance of them. When we understand, firstly, the importance of them, second thing, we really want it, then why will we not get it?
Bilkul.
Am I right?
No, that's true.
Firstly, about really want. I think we do things half-heartedly. So, for example, if we say, oh yeah, inshallah, I'm going to start reading more prayer, I think we'll do it half-heartedly. That's the reason we don't do
it. I was speaking to a guy, and mashallah, he's a good businessman. And he goes, people have a plan B, don't they? He goes, I don't have a plan B.
Yeah.
Because why would I want my plan A to fail in the beginning? So I put all my efforts in plan A. Until now, I've never been unsuccessful in anything that I did because I never relied on a plan B.
But Hafsa, in terms of that, some things are not in your control, are they?
But the thing is,
that's the whole point of a plan B.
Basically, what he said that, look, you know, if you have a plan B, now you're already relaxed.
I understand that logic. If you have a plan B, automatically you're not giving your full to plan A. Because
you're relaxing, you're doing it
half-heartedly, aren't you? Yeah. So if you give your full to plan A, and if you fail, you fail, you've lost everything. So you would give your full and you would become successful in your plan A. But the whole point of a plan B is what I'm saying generally. It's an objection, isn't it? Is that not everything is in your hand. So let's just say you're relying on somebody else. What if they were to not do it? And then it would become a big problem for you.
But that's what he said. One thing I said, I don't rely on other people. I do it myself. I don't have a plan B. And I've been successful in everything. Okay, there might be delay in me getting there. But I will not have a plan B, you know, to go back to. You know, as I say, we'll have someone to fall back on. Because for me, there's nothing to fall back on. So I've got to carry on.
You see, Hafsa, every morning, I have a plan A and plan B, especially when I hear the Hafiz Vakil Saab's coming. My plan A is you know, inshallah, Afsab's going to be there. So it's a bit easy. But my plan B is I can't rely on Afsab, can I?
No, you need that's why every person, like I said, you know, alhamdulillah, I'm thinking like that as well. I don't have a plan B. You know, I've got to do it.
Why can I not? Wouldn't it depend on your work? Wouldn't it depend on the type of work you're doing?
It does sometimes, doesn't it? But, you know, with that guy, you know, to be honest with you, I sat with him a few minutes. What I wanted was some motivation, you know. Okay, right. He was telling me about business, but I was thinking about Madani work, you know, motivation. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, since then, you know, as they say, anyone can give you a good motivation. And that guy, mashallah, he lifted my, you know, ambitions up as well. And, you know, it's brilliant, you know. And I can see things may be slightly, you know, delayed, but yeah. I can see myself moving forward.
So you always just have a plan A?
Oh, just plan A. Kya na karsan?
MashaAllah.
I'd say plan A, man. It's got to be done.
MashaAllah. My name is on the channel, SubhanAllah. We're speaking today about striving. What's the most difficult thing you've strived for? Maybe failed. Maybe after failing, you've become successful. Is there anything that comes to mind?
When I started doing hifaz, right. At that time, you know, it's like again, yeah, we'll do it. If not, it doesn't matter really. Because, you know, I've had a few friends who left and I thought, Jalo, if I can do it, fine. If not, then it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But then when you really get serious, you know, you think, hey, yo, my parents want me to do it. My uncles want me to do it. Everyone in the family is backing me up. Why shall I not do it? Yeah. Then when, you know, I left when I did 8 part A and I said that I can't do it. No, because I wasn't too much motivated for that. But when I put my head down and had a few people talking to me, that's when I said, no, I've got to do it. And alhamdulillah, I did it. And then I said to him, look, I've done it now, mashallah. So I think, you know, brilliantly said that, you know, once you put your head down and you want to achieve something, Allah Ta'ala will give you that barakat as
inshallah,
well.
Inshallah, this is one of the beauties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall open the pathways. There's a verse of the glorious Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. And the translation of Kanzul Iman, and those who struggle in our way, we shall definitely show them our path.
SubhanAllah.
And this is quite broad, because if we look at the tafsir of Sirat al-Jinan, there's a few interpretations Musab has given. One is, those who strive to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will definitely be shown the path. A second is, those who strive to repent, they will be shown the pathway to sincerity. Third is, those who strive to learn Islamic knowledge, they will definitely be shown the pathways to action, meaning to be able to act upon it. And the fourth is, those who strive to establish the sunnah, they will be shown the pathways to paradise. So it's as striving first, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You know, if you look at the life of Amir al-Sunnah, the pure example for us, you know, Amir al-Sunnah says that I wanted people to act upon the sunnah. I never gave up. He went through a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of hard time, but he goes, I never gave up. And look at it today, mashallah, there's millions of people that are acting upon the sunnah because of this one person. You know, so that's the dedication of Amir al-Sunnah. That proves to us that if you want to achieve something and you put your head down and you get the barakat of Allah, you make dua in the court of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will give you success.
Hafsab, there's another big problem we have. Another problem we have is that we're living in a, you know, by the way, when were you born? What year?
1975. That was a blessed year, yeah.
Allahu Akbar. But you're not considered a millennial. Millennials are those who, and people give different interpretations. Some say like 83 or 85 or after. You know, those who are born around about those years, after those years, they're known as millennials. And a disease they are suffering from is that they expect everything so quickly and so easily. This is a problem we have, Hassan, where we expect things to one thing happen easily, or we think we deserve everything. We think, no, our parents will tell us nowadays, yes, you know, the world's yours, you can do anything. Nobody can stop you. There are no limits. And then when you go to work, you think, oh, you know, I thought I was going to come to work and I thought I was going to change the world. But you know, I've spent six, and a person asked, this is what happened. There's one person who was at work and he was questioned. So they went around and they asked the employees, you know, how are you doing? They said, no, I'm not happy. I think I'm going to leave. He says, why? I said, because I thought I'm going to, you know, change the world. I said, how long have you been? I've only been for a few months, 6 months. How are you going to do that within 6 months? I think a problem we face is duration. We need to think about. Because whatever you are attempting to achieve, it has to be within an appropriate duration. Whereas we think we could get everything so fast.
Sometimes what happens is you've got to give yourself time. Like for example, you want to be an alim e deen. You can't expect to sit in front of a computer and become an alim next day. It takes time. You know it's going to take you 6 years, 7 years. But sometimes it might take you a bit more.
MashaAllah.
We're looking at horse riding. So inshallah.
Have you ever done horse riding before?
Alhamdulillah.
You have? Where?
Yeah. I've done it in Pakistan. I've done it in Medina. Not in Medina, but that was camel riding. In Pakistan and in Pakistan.
Okay, just in yeah. Pakistan. MashaAllah, it was really good.
And I loved it.
How many times did you do it? Like regularly? Or did
no, no, just time? A one-off.
Oh, you just did
a one-off. But alhamdulillah, every time I went there, I made the intention that it's a sunnah, let's have a horse riding as well.
MashaAllah. So you just ride on the horse.
Alhamdulillah.
And how did you find it? Easy, hard?
Well, the guy was controlling it.
Oh, there's another person controlling it. Okay, okay.
He was.
MashaAllah. How long did it take you, by the way? Did it not let go at all?
No, no, he didn't let go for it for 15 seconds and I goes, look lad, you need to hold it.
Allahu Akbar. Sometimes I think the trick to a horse is you've just got to have that, you know, that confidence.
You know what it's about? If you sit in a car, you need to know what the controls are. Horses have these controls as well. And what they normally do is they give you a normal one-hour training. They give you half an hour just grooming about the horse, just getting to know what the horse is. And then they give you a training of how to control these. I've made an intention, inshallah, there's a horse riding center nearby. Inshallah, made the intention to go there.
Inshallah. Yeah. MashaAllah, many people nowadays, especially even more, there's that desire to ride horses and things. I don't think it's really difficult, to be honest. Sometimes it depends on the horse. I remember, alhamdulillah, I was doing one in the mountains.
Yeah.
It was snowy mountains, alhamdulillah. We had the program. It was on Madini Channel 2. But MashaAllah, I got used to it. So I did a bit of a run with it too.
Mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. But that was just the first time, I think. And maybe it was the first time ever riding a horse. And you said you've ridden a camel too.
Ji, Medina Park.
In Medina Shri.
Yeah. Camels are a bit awkward, isn't it? Because when they stand up.
So did you have a saddle? Did you have one of those big seats where everybody gets onto them?
Yeah, they only had one seat. So it was only a one-seater camel.
it was only a one-seater. Hafsab, do you know when I got on a camel the first ever time? Now before, yes, I've been there, but I just never really had that desire to ever go on one. Before.
Yeah.
But again, when I was in Pakistan, I was in the desert of Thar. And there, the camels are. We saw a camel, so I said, look, I want to get onto it. MashaAllah, it's a sunnah, isn't it?
Yeah.
I said, I want to get onto it. You can start recording. So the brother went and spoke to the owner and said, look, can he, so I went and I just jumped straight on. And Hafsab, I didn't know about the, where he first lifts his back legs and then he lifts his front legs. I didn't know about that. And there was no saddle. There was even nothing to hold on.
Allah.
No reins to hold on. So suddenly I just stood forward. I got scared. I thought I was going to fall off. And then especially when he stands up, it doesn't look so high when you're looking at it, but when you're there, you're like, oops. And
what have I put myself into?
Exactly. So you could, I don't know if you've seen the video. So
no.
Most of the people said he looked scared. That's because it was my first time and there was nothing to hold on to. So, and those people, they just, I don't know, it's about getting
they
used,
get used to it, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, but it was really hard, I'll be honest.
We're talking about horse, even a horse galloping. I know people that, they gallop on a horse and they don't even hold hands.
And they don't
hold anything, they know the reins.
Yeah.
And they're doing all sorts. Why? Because they get used to it.
They just get used to it.
It's just like me driving a car without the steering wheel, holding the steering wheel.
But again, it's about striving, isn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, how did we come to this topic?
I don't know. We strived there, didn't we?
MashaAllah. Nevertheless, Hafsab, so you said one thing you found difficult possibly was your hifz.
Yeah.
So you strived, you continued, you struggled. There would be
the hard
people.
Part was getting my mind onto it. Even the other day we had a caller in our program, a young lad wants to do hifz. He goes, can you give me some tips? The first thing is, be 100% into it. Yeah, make your mind up that I will do it. So once your mind is positive, inshallah, you're going to get positive results. If you start to do something and you're already negative about it, then you're going to start to struggle.
Exactly. And then the shaitan plays its own role. Now, Hafsa, what would you say for the viewers? Generally for many of them? And maybe, whether it's parents, mothers, whoever may be at home watching, what generally would you think is the greatest thing they have to strive for in life generally.
I think, to be honest with you, as a Muslim, you know, for us, it is the happiness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, isn't it? You know, that's the main thing, the why you're here. We're not even doing it for paradise. You know, as people would say that, you know, I'm doing it so I can enter paradise. Mm-hmm. If you please Allah, paradise is going to be yours anyway. So what you need to do is, you know, do them kind of things that will please Allah Azza wa Jalla. Make sure that your ibadat is correct. The rest of the things are all secondary. You know, your business, inshallah, if you, you know, whatever Allah Ta'ala has written in your destiny, you will definitely get that. Okay, we need to strive hard for it, but there's a lot of people that, you know, this is a one-sided thing. They might strive hard on the dunya, but they'll forget the deen, and you know, the deen, they'll lose out. And then there are some people who strive too hard on the deen, and they'll forget out on the dunya. Basically, they won't work, and they'll start to struggle. And I've seen a few people like that as well. You know, mashallah, I'm going to do the work of deen. I'm going to do it fi sabilillah. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. If you don't have a good income coming in, if you don't have, you know, again, halal income is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah, try to have both of these things, you know, measured out, and you'll be successful. But the main aim is to please your Rabb Azza wa Jalla in everything that you do. Where's our here? What is our main? My main aim, my intention, your intention will be, we're pleasing Allah Ta'ala. If someone changes with our words, alhamdulillah, that's better for me and for them as well. If not, then I'm doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah.
Also, one thing after this person. So what do you have some intention you make every morning?
Ji.
Is there an intention?
I want to speak Arabic. Yeah, dam karo marbar.
Allahu
Akbar. By looking at your program now, alhamdulillah, I've made that intention. I want to put a bit more effort into it. You know why? Because again, there's a lot of madani work to be done in the Arab world as well. Yeah. And I wanted to speak Arabic so I can go and help you do madani.
What's I got to do in my program?
Because you're just talking about striving, aren't you?
Acha, mashallah. Yeah. Nevertheless, Hafsab, I'm talking about, like, so this will be your intention every morning?
Every morning, inshallah. Koi na koi raakul hai walid.
Inshallah, I've got an idea.
But there's loads of programs that we're doing, the load of projects that we're doing in our region as well. And inshallah, I want them to be successful. So you know, you got to plan these.
Inshallah, Hafsab, what I think every morning, and we do need to go to the daily hadith sharif.
Yeah.
But what I think every morning is that there is a cause. There is a cause, and I need to play my part.
MashaAllah.
This is generally what I think, and this is what I have to remind myself of too. So if I'm feeling lazy or anything, I need to think, no. It's not just, like, I may think of it just as a program. It's not just a program. It's part of a bigger cause. And I think this is what we should think, that everybody, we are all Muslims, alhamdulillah, what part are we playing for the deen? And sometimes it may not look big. It may not look big. And sometimes it is really big. But you may not, when you're doing it, it doesn't seem big, does it? So for example, the works you're doing, mashallah, you're always traveling all day, you're out morning, you're coming back evening. So I'm going to look at you and think, wow, look at the work you're doing. Another person would look at me and think, look, every morning, or look, he's on Madani channel, he's doing something. You know, but you wouldn't think it's big what you do, would you? I don't really think this is big. But it's not about being big or small, is it, Hafsa?
Bilkul.
It's just about playing your part.
And then another thing is, appreciate the other person as well. You know, if I'm driving and running about all day, I never think to myself, you only go do a couple of hours and that's it. Maybe his couple of hours are more accepted in the court of Allah than my whole day.
Yes,
that's Allah, what we need to think.
Let's inshallah move to our daily hadith, then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the greatest and holiest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, from among his creation, Allah Azza wa Jal likes most the handsome-faced young man who spends his youth and beauty in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah gets proud of him in the presence of angel and says, he is my real bondman. Dear viewers of Madani channel, very fortunate are those young Muslims who spend their youth following divine commandments and suppressing their desires of nafs and Satan, despite being able to fulfill them. They remain overcome with deep divine fear attaining the rank of becoming beloved bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jal. A hadith state that there is good news for these fortunate people. They also gain a great status and respect in society. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes us from His most closest bondmen. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I have something that just come to mind, mashallah. As I was asking, you know, what is it? You said you wish to learn Arabic. So how long have you had this in mind and what have you done to work towards it?
I've tried it many times. But alhamdulillah, I went to Warrington and I got some books from an Islamic brother as well. And, you know, again, they've been in the car for a week. But today, alhamdulillah, you know, as they say, Allah Ta'ala can, you know, makes these things up so that, you know, so I think this program today of coming here has given me that uplift as well. That, no, we're talking about striving, we're telling other people, why shall I not do
we
it?
We need to do our
So inshallah, I'm going to put my head down again, inshallah.
Inshallah. One thing, but you're speaking about Arabic language, isn't it?
Yeah.
Learning how to speak Arabic.
Yeah.
The advice I would give is for any language, the best way to learn the language is speaking it. So if you have any Arab friends, so this is how I first started doing it. That I would, you know, speak to people in different countries, or maybe if I would go to that country, I would get somebody's number, I would regularly speak to them. So then when I'm comfortable speaking to the message, because generally I was able to write it anyway, but then when I was really comfortable getting their dialect or they have their own ways of, you know, putting something across, I would pick up on those. And then I would start calling them and start speaking to them. So my advice to you is the best way to speak Arabic is to have somebody who's fluent in Arabic and to regularly speak to them, inshallah.
I've got, mashallah, Mufti Shamsul Huda Sahib in Dewsbury. You know, I used to speak with him. You know, I used to learn with him.
Yeah.
But inshallah, I've made my intention just to ring him up and ask him and things in Arabic. As well.
Inshallah, but them being a Mufti and mashallah, a really busy person, I would recommend you just have like another person whose Arabic is
a
mother tongue and inshallah speak to them because you'd have more time. Otherwise, Musa would probably like, okay, that's enough now. You know, they're busy in their own things.
His Arabic is very good, mashallah. He's got a very good grasp of Arabic.
Alhamdulillah. It's all practice. It's with anything.
Gee.
So you can... There was one kid, I have some... Don't ask, was in Pakistan. There was a person. He saw a kid coming from here and going to... a kid went from here to Pakistan. And then that person was like, wow, look at all these people, our children, they all go to school to learn English and they can't even speak English. And look at this little kid speaking English. Why? Because English is that kid's mother tongue, is brought up around English. And naturally, he can speak English.
You know,
English.
When I went to Makai Park, I went to the hotel to get some food and there was Baba there, really old. And he was speaking in Arabic, you know, to his customers. They were like all Arabs. And I thought, you know, Baba's not probably that educated, but look at him, how he speaks Arabic. So I went up to him and I goes, Baba, how did you learn Arabic? He goes, Putar, I've been living here for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, so I speak their language because I speak with them. So it's like you said, it's got to be speaking.
Now, this is just one example though, isn't it? Generally striving. Anything else you thought, you know, you'd really need to struggle, strive for?
I don't have many other plans, to be honest with you. There's loads of projects that we're doing in our Madani work, and I really want them to be going.
So you want them to be done. And how is it that you work around it?
Well, what it is we have regular meetings. We have regular updates on that as well. You know, we're trying to establish a girls' high school, secondary school in Dewsbury. And I'm really, really passionate about that. And, you know, inshallah, we're trying to buy this building. And I just went there today as I came to the studio. That was one of the reasons why I came there to the studio, because I had to check up what's happening. And they said, yeah, everything's fine. You know, half of the work's done. We want it. The guy's not selling it. We're fine.
Allahu Akbar. Mashallahu azzal. Nevertheless, alhamdulillah azzal, if you were to look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was replete, complete struggle. If you think about it. Remember, the Prophet ﷺ was always a prophet. You know, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are born prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ always was a prophet. But he was given the first revelation at the age of 40. Then he was ordered to call other people. So medievalism, inshallah, then some years passed by. Then what happened? He had to migrate because of how difficult things are coming. Mm-hmm. So think also with hardship comes ease, Hafsa. So you must go through some sort of struggle, mustn't you?
No, like you said, you've got to have this in mind. Things are not going to be easy. If you've got your mind already tuned into that motion, that look, it's not going to be easy. Even if these things do come, you know, trials and tribulations, you've already made your mind up. And sometimes what happens is when people start to think, oh, that's a piece of cake, man. But then when problems come, they're not ready for it. That's where they stumble.
So this is another problem then. SubhanAllah, Madhi Ibn Shalom, one of the another problem we face, mashallah, was how Saab finally gets his cup of tea, is that we sometimes either underestimate things, and this is many a time the problem, that we are underestimating things. We think, well, this is easy work, as everybody would say. You know, easy work. And when they come to it, they'll attempt it, but then they would fail. And sometimes it would become hopeless.
A lot of these things do happen. You know, if you think, oh, you're right, this is a piece of cake. You know, like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. It's all right, I'll do it tomorrow. But what happens is, when tomorrow comes, well, the other person that you thought he's never going to do it, he's already done it and he sat down. You know, I've seen that as well with my own eyes, that, you know, okay, let's do this. Oh, Hafsab, this is easy. We'll do it tomorrow. Chill out for a while.
We only have a few minutes, Hafsab. We've been speaking about striving yet struggling. Remember, there would be some people in difficulties, in hardships. Do not be despondent. Do not be in despair. Do not be saddened. Do not be hopeless. Alhamdulillah, there always is hope. And whether you're thinking, whether that be financially, monetarily, you are struggling, whether that be in your deen, you are not reading your prayer, what you must understand is, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity. So if we are missing our prayers, now's the chance. Look, you are alive. You are watching Madhya Channel, you are listening to this. So there are millions of other people, billions who are not. So my dear viewers, you have a chance, you have an opportunity. First is repentance in terms of deen, repentance. If it's in business you are struggling, then that's fine, you are struggling. Remember two things. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives sustenance. Second, earning haram. And if it was refrain from haram. As long as you refrain from haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, it may be less, but remember, it will be one full of blessings. And subhanAllah, there's not much time to speak about that too much, Hafsab. Any last words?
This tea is quite good.
The tea is quite good. We'll tell the brother that, well, is.
I think last word is that, mashallah, Azawajal, as they say that, you know, we all learn, don't we? Yeah. And alhamdulillah, Azawajal, whatever, you know, watching this program, I've definitely had some feeling of, you know, inshallah, that I'm going to change my ways.
So were you watching the program?
I'm watching you, aren't I?
Mashallah. Am I some sort of program now?
You are a program. But inshallah, as they say, if I can change, the world can change, inshallah.
Wow. And it's with the people changing that we have, mashallah, entire communities, entire nations changing. And this is what we need, my dear viewers. Inshallah, changing for the good. My dear viewers, continue to watch Madinah Shalom regularly. That's all for now. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun